50. Elder. I pound on Amy's door harder than I'd intended to. My mind stuck on Orion's words. Harley opens the door. Where's Amy? I push past him into her room. She's on her bed. I wonder what the two of them have been talking about. Alone, in her room, on her bed. What do you want? Amy asks. And even though she doesn't sound impatient, in my mind, I wonder whether she's trying to get rid of me in order to be alone again with Harley. Harley steps into the bathroom and returns with a glass of water. Why are you upset? I ask. It's nothing. Amy gulps down the water. I sit down in the desk chair. Harley sits beside Amy on the bed. I wish I had left the chair open for Harley. Why would anyone want to kill the Frozens? I ask. Harley and Amy seem surprised by the abruptness of my question, but I've had enough beating around the bush with Orion. Two are dead now, dead, for no reason at all. What did Elda say when you found him? Harley asks. I leave the question hanging long enough for the two of them to realize there's something wrong. It's not like I'm trying to be mysterious. It's just that I don't know what to say. That I don't think I can trust Eldest? Harley's only ever seen the grandfatherly kind version of Eldest. To him, Eldest is his wise leader. How am I supposed to tell him that out of everyone on the ship, the one I most suspect of murder is Eldest? I think we've got to figure out why the Frozens are being attacked, I say finally. That's the key. That's what we need to focus on. Meanwhile, I have an idea. Taking the floppy from Amy's desk, I tap in my access and bring up the YCOM locator map. This is the cryo level, I say, handing the map to Amy. Our fingers brush together, and I can feel the heat of her touch on my hand long after she moves away. What's this? Amy points to the glowing blue dot. Tap it. When she does, a name pops up on the screen. Eldest Elder? But you're here. I nod. That means Eldest is down there. We've got the same access to everything, so the computer always labels us alike, remember? Amy's fingers clench, crushing the edge of the floppy. I know what you're thinking, I say. But he's in the lab. The cryo chambers are over here. Amy doesn't look comforted. Look, Harley points as Eldest's dot moves across the map and disappears. What happened? Amy asks, surprised. That's where the elevator is. It'll show up on the feeder level now. But I thought you'd like to keep this. I set it up to work with your fingerprint when I scanned you in earlier. Then you can watch who's coming and going. Thank you, Amy says. But that's not good enough. We need to be down there, all the time. We should go now. She stands up, but looks lost. Right now, if we're not there to protect them, that's why people are being murdered. Because we aren't protecting them. No, my voice is calm and sure. People are getting murdered because there's a murderer. Amy opens her mouth, probably to insist on going to the cryo level. But Harley thrusts another cup of water in her hands. I'd been so intent on Amy that I'd not noticed him get up and get water from the bathroom tap. Amy snatches it from his hand. Go easy on the water, I say, thinking about the second water pump Eldest has hidden on the cryo level. Amy chugs the entire glass, though, and when she sets it on the table, her skin's no longer red and white, splotchy, and her breathing's back to normal. Harley hesitantly sits down at the very edge of the bed, ready to leap up and run for more water at a moment's notice. I'll still keep guard when I can, Harley tells Amy, a distant look in his eyes. I wonder if he's only offering so he can be close to the hatch that leads outside to the stars. I wonder how many times he's opened it, just so he can get one more glimpse. A shadow crosses my mind. Harley was down there all that night. He could have slid open Mr. Kennedy's tray and let him melt. I can see it in my mind's eye. Harley standing over a melting man, watching him die. He could have done it. But why? Another shadow whispers to me, reminds me of Harley's dark moods, of the extra meds Doc feeds him, of how he's probably missed a week's worth of those meds and all this chaos. I take a deep breath to clear my mind. Harley's no killer, right? No, no, Harley would never. And, Amy starts. Beep, beep, beep. My hand jumps to my Y-com button just as Harley's does. We glance at each other. It's rare to get a comm link at the same time as someone else. What is it? Amy asks, her eyes darting nervously between us. Then that deep, aged voice fills my ear.
Attention all residents of Godspeed. I have a very important announcement.
51. Amy. What is it? I ask again. Both boys have their heads cocked to the side, listening. I'm reminded of the last time an all-call went out. The time when the people in the common room all turned on me. My stomach drops, and I feel my muscles tense. What if Elder and Harley turn on me after this? They're all I've got. What is it? I ask again, more urgently. Elder waves at me like I'm a bothersome fly. I turn to Harley, but he's got his face all scrunched up in concentration, as if he's hearing something direly important. I grab his elbow, but he shakes me off. Elder glares at me. I can't let them hate me now. I don't know what they're hearing, but I can tell it's bad. They look very serious. And now Elder's staring at me, with this darkness in his eyes. I can't let them hate me. I won't let them hate me. I grab Amber from the desk and squeeze her into me. I taste copper before I realize that I'm biting my lip. I snatch the empty glass of water, run to the bathroom, and refill it. I drain it in 5 seconds flat, fill it up again, then gulp it all at once. There's something to Harley's mothering. The water does actually calm me down a bit. It's like taking a deep breath just before lining up for a race. I go back into the bedroom. Elder and Harley's heads straighten. They both look at me. I knew it. They hate me. Whatever that ear button said, it said to hate me. And now they hate me, and they're going to turn on me just like the other people in the ward. The space between my eyes at the bridge of my nose feels tight. I can't breathe. What is it? I say, unable to bear it any longer. It's not good, is all Elder says. You don't know that, Harley says. Elder turns to him. It can't be good. What is it? Eldest did an all-call announcement, another one. We're all supposed to go to the keeper level. Elder's mouth turns down, crinkling the skin into a deep, concerned frown. I'm kind of excited. Harley jumps up and starts heading to the door. I've always wondered about the keeper level. I remember then that most people are restricted to this level. It's bad enough to be trapped on the ship, but to not even be allowed to go to different parts of it seems ridiculous. Harley pushes the button to open my door and bounces out. I start to follow him, but when Elder doesn't move, I stop. I've got a bad feeling about this, Elder says. Come on, Harley calls. Eldest and Harley argue with each other as they lead me down the path behind the hospital, past the recorder hall, and to the metal wall that surrounds the feeder level. She can't ride the grav tube. She doesn't have a Y-com, Harley says. Then how can she get to the keeper level? Elder asks. I guess you could leave me here, I say. Maybe that would be best. My head aches. My skull feels as if it's stuffed with cotton. Something about what Harley said about the Y-coms is nagging at me. But I can't think through this fuzziness. No way, Elder's hand twitches, like he's going to reach out for me, but at the last second changes his mind. She could ride with you, Harley says, doubt drawing out the words. Ride? I ask. Harley grins. You just have to hold on to Elder, and he'll carry you up the grav tube. But Elder's face is flushed. Here, Harley grabs me by the wrist and pulls me close to Elder. Wrap your arms around him, like this. Good. Get in close. Closer. And Elder, you need to hold her around the waist. No, you'll have to actually touch her. Here. Harley pushes Elder's hovering arm against my waist. We're close. I can smell earth and grass on Elder's skin. It's nice. Are you okay? Elder asks. I smile weakly at him. I can't tell if it's nerves or something else that's making me feel as if I've got a bucket of water sloshing around in my stomach. Heck, I probably do have a bucket of water in there, considering how many glasses I drank earlier. Give the grav tube order, Harley says in a matter-of-fact way. Elder's hand shakes as he pushes the button behind his ear. Keeper level, he says. You'll have to take the grav tube in the city. You don't have access for this one. Eldest must have opened up the hatch in the great room for everyone else, he adds. Harley just nods impatiently, waving for us to go on. And off you go, Harley says. He pushes us straight under the big clear tube. I have 1 second to look up at the swirling winds inside, feel it lift my hair, and breathe the compressed air, and then we start to rise. Elder's arm clenches, and he instinctively pulls me closer. I close my eyes and let him hold me, trusting him, feeling safe in his strong grip. For a moment, we hover on the winds blowing around us, bobbing like buoys in the ocean, as if the whirlwind swirling around us is testing our weight. I should be scared, but I glance at Elder's smiling eyes and can't help but smile back. The winds grow stronger. My stomach lurches as we're pulled up, head first, speeding faster and faster, zipping through the clear tube, the wind plastering our hair against our scalps. What's happening? I scream, struggling to raise my head from Elder's shoulders and look at him properly. Don't worry, Elder calls down. His words flit past my ears like hummingbirds. The wind is so quick and loud that it would be pointless for him to say anything else. His arms tighten around me, and I press my face against his chest. And through it all, the rushing winds, my hair whipping around me, the flap of our clothes, I can hear his heartbeat. The tube curves around the wall, and we rise, a single arrow soaring through the heart of a hurricane. I can see the blur of green pastures below. I struggle to pull my head up, my neck muscles straining against the pressure, and as I do so, I can see the dotted colors of trailers falling away from us, far on the other side of the level. And then with a jerk that leaves me nauseated and lightheaded, the tube angles up sharply. There is darkness for a few seconds as we shoot through an opening in the floor of the level above us. Finally, we stop. My eyes are bleary, watering. I feel strange, like I'm sick. I try to swallow the odd feeling down. I'm dizzy, but I can't tell if it's from the grav tube ride or something else. I feel slow and tired. Welcome to the Keeper level, Elder says. This is where I live,